All right, ladies and gentlemen. Lestraigo saludos desde Finlandia. That's my Spanish part of the talk, and I continue the better language which we all understand. Thanks for the organizers for letting me come to talk with us, and thank for the previous speakers for very nice talks, interesting ideas, and let's go into the business. I come from Finland. I'm an ENT doctor, professor of otolaryngology at the Helsinki University, and I have had a special interest in musicians' medicine for a long time. Of course, as an ear, nose and throat doctor, I meet many singers, I meet many wind players, brass players, but also I meet nowadays, because I've been in the business for a very long time, any kind of music professionals with different kind of problems. I don't treat orthopedic problems, but I know the right orthopedic surgeons to where I send the patient. I'm sending regards from the Helsinki Music Hall, our brand new nice hall in the very city of Helsinki, which has been open now for some 3 years. And what I'm talking to you today, I'm talking about musicians' medicine. What is it? What is a music doctor? Is there a need for a music doctor? And I'm talking to you about the music clinic which we have created in the Helsinki Music Hall. And last, a few words about healthcare of the orchestra. I had plenty of thoughts and ideas to share. We have small time, but I try to concentrate on the important one. What is musicians' medicine? Musicians share their same problems and diseases as we ordinary people. There is flu and there is pains and that kind of stuff, but the musician's medicine is concerning on the problems which are coming from the job, the very demanding and very different job the musicians have. It's occupational medicine in musicians' context. And as you know, as we have heard before, it's very comparable to the sports medicine, but not so well supported financially. It should be better supported. In Finland, we have the Finnish Musicians Medicine Association now for some 15 years. We have more than 300 members in our association. Half of the members are medical doctors. Just about a quarter are musicians, and another quarter other healthcare personnel, like nurses, psychologists, physiotherapists, and so on. We are quite active. We are organizing 2 educational seminars a year, and our people are traveling around the country talking about these issues in music schools, in orchestras, different kind of music institutions. This is something which I am very proud of. A good collaboration between doctors, musicians, and other healthcare personnel. What is a music doctor? In Finland, we have a special meaning for this, because in Finland, a doctor, a specialist in appropriate clinical field, for example, hand surgeon or internist or psychiatrist, there is a possibility to specialize into the musician's medicine. We are having a system where you can come into a program which lasts just about 2 years, including different kind of services in some clinical fields needed for a music doctor, some lots of seminars, lots of reading, seminars in Finland, seminars abroad were available. And after the formal training, you get a degree which we call special competence in musicians' medicine. We have had this system now for some, a little bit less than 10 years, and we have some 25 medical doctors who have this special competence. Of course, there are plenty, many other doctors who are competent in musicians' medicine, but anyway, this formal degree is given to some 25. Let's jump into the music hall, where we have now for just about 3 years a musician's clinic. Somehow the roots for this musician's clinic are in Netherlands. For some almost 20 years ago, I was attending a conference in Mainz in Germany concerning musician's medicine, and I, at the dinner table, I sat together with a colleague from Amsterdam, from the Concertgebouw Hall, and he was so enthusiastic telling me about the best thing ever happened in his life in musician's medicine. He had been working together with two colleagues, and they were meeting together patients. He was a general practitioner, and then, if I remember right, he has an orthopedic surgeon and psychiatrist with him. And when they had difficult patients, they met the patient all together. So they were four people discussing the problem of the musician. And somehow I kept this idea in my mind. And when the music hall opened, or was just about to open, I gathered all the important people from the orchestras and the music university, and I offered them an idea. What about if we make a clinic for musicians in the music hall? And in the center of our clinic, of course, is the musician and her or his doctor from the occupational healthcare. We are basically serving Helsinki Symphony Orchestra, Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra, I mean, and the radio, Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, which are residing in the music hall, and also Sibelius Academy, which is the music university in Finland, and the National Opera as well. The occupational healthcare sends us the patients, and we are not actually the caretaker. We are not a clinic which takes the responsibility of the musician, but the doctor-patient relationship stays there where it is in the occupational healthcare setting. But we are just a place where to have a space for consulting and conversation. And what are we? We are a group of some 10 specialists. There is two psychiatrists, two orthopedic surgeons, one hand surgeon, two neurologists, two psychiatrists, one internist, one specialist in occupational medicine, and me as an otolaryngologist. And many times there is one patient and eight doctors. I think it looks nice and sounds nice. And I think that in most of the cases which we have, the patient really benefits that there is plenty of different ideas. We all doctors are experienced in our clinical fields, but we are also experienced in musicians' problems. And we are not meeting the flu patients. We are meeting the musicians which are too far in their problems. We should have been meeting our patients usually much before, but we are in that situation, and those kind of musicians where the occupational healthcare really needs help, those come to us. Some could say that they are the worst cases, or some say they are the lowest cases. But we see these musicians as a challenge, and pretty often I say that we can find a new path for the problem. Of course, there is a physiotherapist, and now it's in bigger letters, and that's how it is. Physiotherapist is so important in the group. So many problems are musculoskeletal, and there is a need for physiotherapist to take care and give her ideas in our group. That's what I told already, that we are a referral clinic, and every now and then we are basically giving our services to these four organizations, but also many other orchestras in Finland want to use our services. And as much we have space, we serve every single patient who is willing to come to us. What is our mission? Of course, the mission is to help the musician. We are trying to prevent disability. We are trying to prevent that the musician is losing his or her job. Pretty often they are close to the edge. They are very, very close to go to another direction than the pit or the orchestra. And we try to help them to stay in the business. Of course, we are there to help the doctor of the orchestra who has plenty to do. And probably the most important thing for us is that it's so great to learn together. A doctor usually is quite isolated. We are suffering from isolation the same way as Daniela told about musicians. We are solo players. We would love to be a team, but we are mostly just together with the patient. This is such a nice opportunity to share ideas at once, to see how a hand surgeon examines the patient, really. It's a nice place to learn. In the end, a little bit about the healthcare of the orchestra. We have heard very nice ideas about communication. That's so important. I loved Martina's words about the listening. We have 2 ears, 1 mouth. We should listen at least 2 times more than to talk. I feel that my most important instrument in my job are the ears. And that's not only because I'm an ear doctor, The hearing is important in right now what we are doing with the hearing in the music hall. For many times I've been lecturing together with the professor of acoustics from the Technological University of Helsinki. He's a very nice guy and almost professional level clarinet player and interested in musicians' health. He starts with the decibels and the sounds and the acoustics, and I continue what happens when all that stuff comes into our ears and what good happens and what bad things may happen. And a couple of weeks ago, we went with our show to the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra. Next Tuesday, we are going to the only professional jazz orchestra in Finland. We were in Tampere talking about the same thing to the conservatory teachers. That's one thing. Another thing is we are trying to take the orchestra hearing protection to another level. Easy to say, hard to do, but anyway, probably or for sure also in your orchestras, every now and then there are disastrous situations. Last year, just about a year ago in Helsinki Symphony Orchestra, there was a big disaster. They have a hybrid concert together with a rock band. Everything went nicely in the rehearsal, but the concert was something different. There was the deaf technician who didn't hear enough and turned the button to the right. And you know, you can easily imagine what happened. There was just about half dozen noise problems with the musicians, big ones. I got plenty of patients into my office, and some of them are still suffering from that event. So we started to think and what to do better, and now we are just doing things another way. Not to go more into the details, but there's always need for the hearing problems. Another thing which couldn't be more neglected is the sleep of the musicians. We think that it's something which is natural. The job is hard, and of course everybody sleeps. How many of you say that they sleep very well and wake up refreshed most of the mornings? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. But a minority. So many of us have problem with their sleep. What is the importance of sleep? Why do we need sleep? We need sleep for our brains. And what is the musician? The musician, all the hands and everything we do are only an extension of the brain. If the brain doesn't work properly, the musician doesn't work properly. We should work harder to promote musician sleep. Healthcare of the musician, we need to see it as an investment. And we don't need too much money. We need some money as well. Yeah. But we need to invest and get the good benefit from that. We need professionality. When you hire a doctor, when you buy services, you must demand more. There is a difference between a doctor and a doctor who understands musicians' problems. You are happy with the flu and the doctor, but you are not happy with the musician's special problem and a doctor. You need a doctor who is interested and gives you more. And we need stamina, we need long-standing planning to think that the mission of a healthy musician is possible. Thanks.